Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
37-year-old man has gone on trial at the Special Criminal Court, accused of the murder of Dublin man Gareth Hutch 7 years ago as part of the ongoing Hutch-Kinahan feud. Thomas McConnell of Slow Gardens in Ballymun in Dublin has pleaded not guilty to the murder at Avondale House, North Cumberland Street in Dublin on the 24th of May 2016. Crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is covering the case for RTE and he joins us now. Paul, can you tell us firstly what's the background to this case?
Well, Sarah, Gareth Hutch is the nephew of Gerard Hutch, the man known as the Monk, who was named in court yesterday as the head of the Hutch organised crime group. Now, the Hutch gang is involved in a murderous feud with the Kinahan organised crime group, which escalated following the murder of Kinahan gang member David Byrne in February of 2016. Now, Gareth Hutch became a target for the Kinahan gang. He was ambushed and shot dead by two gunmen as he was getting into his car at the Avondale House Flats complex in Dublin on the morning of the 24th of May 2016. That's just 3 months after the Regency Hotel murder, and he became the ninth of 18 victims of the feud. Now, one of those gunmen, Jonathan Keogh, is currently serving life for what was described in court today as a carefully planned and orchestrated murder. His sister, Regina Keogh, and his friend, Thomas Fox, were also convicted and jailed for life as well. The prosecution says that the second gunman that day was Thomas McConnell.
And what role is Mr. McConnell accused of having in the crime?
Well, senior counsel Fiona Murphy said that McConnell was intrinsically involved in the planning and execution of what she described as a brutal and callous murder. McConnell, she said in her opening statement today, waited with Keogh in a neighbour's flat in the Avondale complex that morning and kept watch on Gareth Hutch's flat nearby. When Hutch walked out of his flat that morning, McConnell saw him and said, quote, "We are on." The two gunmen then ran out, pursued Gareth Hutch and shot him four times as he was getting into his car. The gunmen discarded the guns in the car park, got into a BMW with blacked out painted windows, which had been parked there the previous evening as a getaway car. However, the car wouldn't start, so the prosecution says McConnell and Keogh got out and ran to nearby Champions Avenue. There was a second getaway car parked there, a Skoda Octavia. They got into it. McConnell let Keogh off at Summerhill and drove on to Ballymun. That car was later found burned out. McConnell has pleaded not guilty to the murder.
And why didn't Gareth Hutch stand trial before now?
Well, we were told in court today that McConnell was arrested and questioned about the murder, and after he was released, he fled the country. Detectives in Mountjoy and Dublin's North Central Division continued their murder investigation. The car, they recovered two guns and two other getaway vehicles with cans of petrol that hadn't been used. They also gathered CCTV, phone and forensic evidence, which the prosecution says connects McConnell to the murder. They sent a file to the DPP. They received a direction to charge McConnell with murder. They then secured a European arrest warrant, and Thomas McConnell was extradited back to Ireland 2 years ago to face a trial for murder, which opened at the Special Criminal Court today.
Finally then, Paul, how long is the trial expected to last for?
Well, at this stage, we don't know. We were told today that the prosecution and defence were to have discussions which may be of assistance during the trial. The court was also told today that the gunmen, Keogh and Thomas McConnell, used a neighbour, Mary McDonald's, nearby flat to store the guns and gloves the night before. And it was from that flat where they watched the following morning for Gareth Hutch before leaving that flat and shooting him dead. Now, we were told that Miss McDonald was subsequently granted immunity from prosecution. She's now in state protection and is, the prosecution says, an important and particular category of witness in this case. So the trial continues tomorrow and we expect to continue to hear from witnesses over the next week or so.
All right, Paul Reynolds, thank you very much for joining us with that update.